church. Amen.
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 I am indeed glad.
That's enough.
To be present tonight.
All right. All right.
Amen. I believe that's that young man on the end there. Stand up.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Now, I want to front you. I said, you're the old man. I'm the young man.
Hallelujah.
You're the old man. I'm the young man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to look around. Now you the old man too. I'm the young man behind you. Amen. Look like I've seen you someplace before, sir. Amen. But I'm glad to have you here tonight.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
That's the
Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, you call them young and you want to be old.
All right.
You know, we got so now, I don't know about out here, but back that way, we got the new technology, or terminology. Senior citizens.
All right.
We got the terminology back away, senior citizens.
All right.
But you can't find that in the Bible.
All right. I want to jump and
you can't find senior citizens in the Bible.
All right. No such
thing. And the Bible says.
All right.
But David said,
all right.
I once was young, and now I'm
old.
Huh?
Old.
He didn't say, now I'm a senior citizen.
Now
I'm old.
Old.
Yes, amen. So, amen. I'm not ashamed to reach that point where I say I'm old.
All right.
Amen. Old man for counseling.
Young man for walk.
Young man for walk.
Alright.
When we were young, we could fight.
Amen.
We're over the hill now, so we gotta sit down and counsel other folks.
That's alright.
I'm not ashamed. Amen. No terminology. Old.
All right.
Yet the Bible says you're still young.
Alright.
Amen. I'm glad tonight for everybody that's present. I'm telling these carpenters, amen, they have really spoiled me and kept me up all hours of the night.
That's alright.
Amen. He took me to the bib and rib or rib and bib.
All right.
And that bib and rib is still sticking with me. That was 2 days ago and still sticking with me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I preached one night, amen, that any child of God supposed to be in the house before 12 o'clock.
All right.
Ain't nobody got no business being out after 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Because the vampires come out after 12.
All right.
Amen. And the wolf man comes out.
All right.
Amen. After 12.
All right.
Those evil spirits comes out after 12.
Uh-huh.
The other night we got home and Brother Carpenter said, well, Brother Brown said, you said something, we out after 12 and the wolf man is out.
All right.
We were getting in 10 after 12. But y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Anybody call them saved, amen. And I'm not talking about that be fellowship or we in church.
All right.
That'll take us to get back home that time.
All right.
But we don't act like the world.
All right. All right.
Any saved girl or church boy don't have no business courting after 12 o'clock.
All right.
Y'all quiet on me already.
All right. Hey,
should have that girl home. In the front door.
If you go to church, go home.
Before 12 o'clock.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, y'all don't like that's all right.
Amen. That's right.
I'm not going to talk about that night, but I just got started on that.
That's all right.
Amen. Because I know I'm a parent, I'm a father.
All right.
If my daughter's out after 12 o'clock, amen, I'm wondering what you doing out the house after 12 o'clock.
All right.
Because all the witches come out after 12 o'clock.
All right.
Amen. We got a lock.
All right.
We lock that door.
All right.
We tell everybody you got to be in the house.
Well,
if you're in the house by 12, you stay where you are until the next morning.
That's right.
Oh, y'all don't like that.
That's all right. That's the Lord.
Amen. We had a young girl come to our house in California.
Hallelujah to God.
Sister Brown said, you don't want to live with me.
All right.
Yes. She said, yes, I do. Sister Brown said, no, you don't want to live with me.
All right.
Because you don't know my rules.
All right.
That's just what I told her rules.
All right.
She said, yes. I feel 5 pounds.
I still want to live with you.
So She came from California.
Yes, sir.
She did with, and I am not as hard as Sister Frank.
All right.
So anyhow, a boy come around.
All right.
A church boy.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, church boy.
All right.
And he took her out.
All right.
They went someplace.
All right.
And I got a daughter.
All right.
And it's getting near 12 o'clock.
All right.
And Sister Brown wasn't home.
No, I'm not
getting. Usually my daughter was going on to bed.
All right.
But no, she's going to stay up to see
all right.
what daddy going to do.
Uh-huh.
If this girl stays out after 12.
But
she said, now they told me I got to be in for 12.
All right.
Ain't going to be no partiality.
All right.
No special treatment.
All right.
And I was getting nervous.
All right.
Because I didn't want to say nothing to the girl.
Uh-huh.
But I knew I had somebody breathing down my neck.
All right.
If I knew nothing, she was going to tell mama.
All right.
Y'all ever been under pressure? Faced the floor like an old tiger, amen. Got near quarter to 12. I didn't see no lights coming to the driveway.
All right.
5 to 10 to 12. And just about 3 minutes to 12.
All right now.
Here come this car speeding up my gravel road.
All right.
Stopped all of a sudden. The girl didn't have a chance to say good night. She jumped out that car. And when she got inside where my porch was, and I shut the door, it was saying, almost midnight.
All right.
She just made it in, mother.
All right.
And I said, thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Next day, she said, I told so-and-so that I got to be home by 12. Where they were, it was so many miles out.
All right.
He broke every speed limit
All right.
In the land to get her home
All right.
By 12 o'clock.
All right.
I'm glad.
All right.
My head was on a chopping block.
All right.
So that's why I say that. Amen. Right. I guess we fellowship when you're out in church, you know,
that's
and take your time to get home.
Yeah.
But amen, we call ourselves the light of the world.
That's right.
We don't be around here like the world do. We ain't in the bushes.
No, sir.
We ain't walking around in the dark.
No, sir.
Lord has called us out of darkness to the marvelous light.
All right.
Amen. Now I'm going to loose my tie.
That don't mean
I'm going to preach all, but I'm going to loose it. Amen. I'm going to be choked.
All right.
Amen. These people that work me, they have worked me this week.
All right.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
All right.
I want everybody to get, I'm not going to preach from this, but I want to quote this scripture.
All right.
Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Of Ephesians. Fifth chapter of Ephesians. Now I ain't gonna read the verse she wants to read. I know the verse she wants. I ain't gonna read that verse.
That's all right.
That says husband loved your wife.
Yes, sir.
Christ got the church. She loved that, but I ain't going into that.
Yes.
Amen. Every time she get up, husband love your wife. Christ love the church.
That's right. Must be nice. Right.
She always tried to compare me with her past pastor.
All right.
Amen. She saw how his wife done him, you know.
Yes, sir.
Amen. She would go and run his bath water.
That's right.
And now, even Daddy, the little David, we're looking at the 5th chapter. You got 5th chapter, feed Daddy. But you know what person I'm called, do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And she would run her husband's bath water, and she'd go in there and put an elbow in the water to see how hot it was, what too hot for him, amen. And then she would call him and go take his bath, amen. Then she'd have a towel when he comes out, and she'd dry his feet off, dry his legs, and she would put his feet up in her. Let me tell it, daughter. She would put his leg up on her lap and she'd rub and then put all in his grease his feet, you know, and he'd stay back there.
That's right.
And she would take the scissors and cut his toenails and trim his nails.
That's
And when they go to eat, she'd cook his food.
That's
and,
right.
And then she'd taste the food to make find sure out it's not too hot, so it won't burn him.
That's right.
And then everything right.
Yes.
Now, don't you women get spoiled on this, man. Amen. Then, I know he look, baby, eat this up. Amen. And then, amen, glory to God, she'd take in all his shirts and she'd iron them and fold them and put them in his drawers.
Yes,
and everything neat the way he owned it. Glory to God. That's good, though.
Yes, sir. Yes,
other words, I've never had somebody do that for me, and I feel like a little old man. I feel, you know what I mean, like somebody doing all that picking on me, cutting my toenails, shining my shoes, and testing my water, and tasting my food. It made me feel, I don't know, like I felt mother, but made me feel, I don't know what. Insufficient or something. So I told her, I said, now, Marjorie, I don't want you to put my shirts in the drawer. I don't want that first, because I didn't want to go to the laundry, because I don't like starch next to when they scratch my neck. She did that all right, brother. But she's going to put my shirts on, fold them, put them in the drawer, neatly. I said, Marjorie, I don't want my shirts in the drawer.
Yes.
She ain't paying me no mind. That's the way it comes off the pine.
That's
the way it's supposed to be done. I told her, I said, Marjorie, I don't want my shirts. Put them in the drawer. Amen. Now, when I said, Marjorie, that's it.
Right.
Long as I said, Marjorie, so it's brown. She don't pay no mind. When I said, Marjorie, that's the bottom line. That means, that's it.
All right.
So she didn't pay me no mind when I said, Marjorie, I don't want my shirt in the drawer. You know what I did when I came home one evening and found all my shirts still on neatly? Socks in the drawer, ties in the drawer, white shirts, all folded on and folded me. You know what I did?
Yeah.
Y'all want me surprised?
No,
I took that drawer and threw them all, the whole thing up on the floor.
Yeah.
And all the white shirts fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Everything all out, you know. She learned.
Yeah.
She ironed them, but she didn't want to hang them.
Yes,
we have an understanding now.
Yeah.
How y'all feel, church? Amen. So I won't get in that part, you know, husband, love your wife. And Christ loves the church. That's her expertise. Amen.
All right.
When she preached like that, all I can do is just push. I had a hole to crawl in. Amen. Amen. I don't know. I just say amen. She preached that so much. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But in this particular verse, the 27th verse. The 27th verse.
That he might present it to himself.
Now, that he might present the church to himself.
A glorious church.
A glorious church.
Not having spot.
Not having spot.
Or wrinkle.
Nor wrinkle.
Or any such thing.
Not having spot.
All right.
Nor wrinkle.
All right.
Or any
such thing.
But that the church should be what?
Holy.
Holy.
And without blemish.
And without blemish.
All right.
Amen.
All
read
right.
That just slowly again.
That he might present it.
That he might present it
to himself, a glorious church, not having spot,
no hypocrites,
or wrinkle,
no hypocrites.
All right.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Go ahead.
No liars.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Go ahead.
No backbiters. Praise God. I'm not even going to preach from that. I'm just quoting this.
All right. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Not having spot or
wrinkle. Now, while you're holding that, get me back to 16th chapter of Matthew. Glory to God. And I believe the 18th verse, comparing these two scriptures together, we get a revelation.
And I say also unto thee. That thou art Peter. And upon this rock.
Now don't get me mixed up. The church was not built on Peter.
No, sir.
Amen.
No, sir.
It's built on Jesus.
All right.
Y'all follow me now?
All right.
Because if it had been built on Peter, we'd have been in trouble.
All right.
But Peter denied Christ.
All right.
Amen. So it was built on Peter.
All right.
But it built on the rock.
All right.
And that rock is church
and the gates of hell,
and the gates of hell
shall not
overcome it or prevail over it or subdue it. And don't bother me with Revelation, because I know what that's talking about. When Antichrist is going to overcome the saint, I know what that's talking about. Amen. I ain't talking about that right now. That's another story. But I'm talking about right now. And it's my belief and my conviction and my persuasion according to the word of God, Pastor Carpenter, that this church, as you said, the spiritual church of Jesus Christ is still standing.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't care how many hypocrites you have in the physical building. They are not in the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Y'all don't like me tonight.
Come on.
If you're lying, don't believe you ain't going nowhere. I don't care how much you shout.
All right.
Come on. All right.
You ain't going nowhere because God hates liars.
All right.
Ain't no lie gonna have no what?
No part.
All lies will end up in the lake of fire.
All right.
But that's one of the tricks of the devil sometimes.
All right.
He has people looking on the hypocrites
all right.
The physical building
all right.
And make them think ain't nobody living right. Brother, you better look around.
All right.
The mouth and mock the perfect upright man,
right.
Which is Jesus.
Second verse,
what it say?
Many will say to me in the
now,
day.
The false prophets.
All right.
22nd verse.
Many will say to me in that day.
False prophets.
Yes, sir.
Many will say to me, Brother Carpenter, in that day.
Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord.
Have we not prophesied in thy name?
Have we not foretold or preached or prophesied in thy name?
And in thy name have cast out devils?
We didn't do it.
And in thy name have cast out devils?
We didn't cast no devils out.
And in thy name have cast out devils?
And in thy name?
Yes, sir.
But Jesus said, these signs
shall follow them
that believe on me.
That's
in
right.
My name shall they cast out devils.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Over here it said about the false prophets. They say, in thy name have we not prophesied, and in thy name cast out devils.
All right.
So they did the same thing
all right.
that Jesus said
all right.
those that believed on him should do also.
That's right.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, finish reading that.
All right.
Lord.
And in thy name have cast out devils.
Uh-huh.
In thy name done many
wonderful works.
And then will I profess unto them.
And then I will profess unto those.
I never knew you.
Wait a minute. The word never. What does that mean? Never.
Never.
I never recognized you.
Uh-huh.
I never give you any authority.
Uh-huh.
I never
right.
knew you. Who are you?
All right.
Look. I never knew you.
All right.
Depart from me,
he that worketh
iniquity.
All right.
Amen.
All
now right. the question come back.
All right.
How are you going to tell one from the other?
All right.
Go ahead. Take it plain.
How are you going to tell who is who?
All right.
Who is from God?
All right.
And who is not from God?
All right.
They both going to do wonders.
All right. Glory to God.
Very simple.
Hallelujah.
By their fruits,
all right, man.
You shall know
them.
Amen. All right. Yes.
All you got to do
all right, now.
Is watch.
Watch the
life.
Right.
Their life.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Watch what the evidence, what they put now.
All right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
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 What I'm trying to tell you, if you're in church and you've got joy
right.
like a river and you love the Lord
yeah.
and there's somebody else in there act like they got that same joy
uh-huh.
and copying off of you
uh-huh.
and speaking in tongues
uh-huh.
and jumping up and hollering and running and whooping and
uh-huh.
preaching
uh-huh.
and they ain't living nothing, then I let you know that's not of God.
Amen.
All
right. All right.
That is not of God.
Right.
Your life for whom you yield yourself service to obey, his servants you are.
Amen.
Church, don't lose your joy.
All right.
Watch the hypocrites.
All right.
Don't lose your joy.
All right.
Watch the troublemakers.
All right.
Don't lose your joy.
All right.
Watch the backbiters.
All right.
Don't lose your joy.
All right.
People doing wrong.
All right.
You live right.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
God.
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
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 You shout.
All right.
Well, I can shout all by myself.
All
yeah.
right.
Can I get a record?
Hallelujah.
All right.
No,
hallelujah.
The Bible said.
All right.
I ain't preaching yet.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said.
Bless God.
The other day.
All right now.
When Peter.
All right.
And John.
All right now.
Went to church.
All right now.
They went up to the.
All right.
Gate called Beautiful.
All right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And that laid at the gate a lame man
right.
asking alms.
All right. All right.
And looking on them.
All right now.
He wanted something.
All right.
And Peter and John looked
right.
on him and said, in other words, I know what you want.
All right.
We don't have that.
All right.
But I got something to give you
all
that
right.
you need.
All right.
Are y'all listening to me?
Hallelujah.
He was expecting to receive some monetary
all right.
or some money.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
But Peter John said, look on us.
Yes.
Look on us.
All right.
Silver and gold we have not.
All right. Now.
But such as we have given back unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ
yes.
of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, y'all don't hear me then.
Yes.
Where was the piano?
Yes.
Where was the piano?
Yes.
Wasn't teach it. The New Age movement teaches it. The humanist teaches it. Oh, y'all don't hear me, man. And new science claims to be discovering it in the laboratory. Now, let me get my thought for where I'm going to preach from. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe it's Timothy.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yep.
How y'all feel tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Praise the name of the Lord. First Timothy. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The fourth chapter. Oh, little David, why are you yawning on me? On the front pew, too. You're supposed to be an example. You could have put your hand over your mouth.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to sleep now.
Hallelujah.
If you go to sleep, I might have to come past and say, wake up! Now that sleep is rising from the dead.
Thank you, God.
Fourth chapter of Timothy, first verse, what?
First verse?
Yeah.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That in the latter times.
That in the what?
In the latter times.
Latter times.
Some shall depart from the faith.
Given
heed.
Some shall depart from the faith.
All right.
Some shall depart from the faith. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one faith. Don't stop singing, don't stop rejoicing, but just don't base yourself. and wrote down for records.
All right.
Y'all don't hear me now?
All right.
On my job, amen, in the Defense Department, we had computers. And they put everything in the computer, brother. But I said, I'm going to keep my physical records on fire. The storm come along. Down with the computer. You can't get no information out. Then the computer is down. But I can go into my fire. Hallelujah. And retain or get what I want. Because I kept it. Can I get an amen? I ain't depending on a man-made computer. I'm depending on God's computer. To be in my head. For that word that I hear in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord. When the time comes, I go back into the word. So now, they got this thing called the test tube babies. Y'all don't hear me? Look what we have done, science said. We have created life. Everybody looks around, oh, they're getting smart. They created life. They're alive.
That's right.
They're alive.
That's right.
All they've taken. It's a seed.
All right.
Come on.
That's right.
And an egg.
All right, now.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right.
And
right.
Created an atmosphere.
That's right.
For that to grow.
That's all right. Right.
And come a baby.
All right.
Come
right.
On in. But they ain't created no life.
That's right. Right.
What did God do?
All right, now.
God looked down.
What'd you say?
Took man.
All right, now.
From the dust
of the earth.
Of the earth.
Right, yeah.
Y'all don't hear me there.
All right.
Went around the moon, went around Saturn, passed by Mars, looked at
to get you up here.
All right now.
And use that. You don't know it.
All right now.
Not all of them now.
Hallelujah, God.
But he has a spirit who right. knows how to discern.
All right.
Yeah, get you, come here, Sister Brown.
Hallelujah,
God. They'll get you up here.
All right.
No, that's not everybody now. So don't talk, get mad, and I'm trying to warn you something
right.
against the device of Satan.
All right now.
Yeah, I said, look at me in your eyes.
All right.
You feel the pain.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is just concentrate.
Uh-huh.
Now close your eyes.
All right.
Close your eyes.
He's rubbing my head.
In the name of Jesus.
All right.
So we always got to throw that in there.
All right.
To make it right.
All right.
In the name
all right.
of Jesus.
All right.
Don't you feel
uh-huh.
if you just meditate
uh-huh.
that pain
that it was about it,
will leave you.
All right.
Keep on
uh-huh.
it. Keep on it.
All right.
Now don't you feel uh-huh. the pain going?
Ain't nothing like the devil.
Amen. All he's doing
all right.
is just hypnotizing
that's
you.
All right now.
Come on.
All right.
In the church.
I don't mean the church of Christ, but in the physical building.
That's right.
And those who don't know the word of
what
God fall for that.
That's right.
Fall for that technique.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Next question. Then the latter time.
Visualize.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I've got pictures,
oh, God.
Sister, of children
Good
in classrooms laying out,
Good
hands folded, flat on their back,
Good
side by side in classrooms, visualizing,
uh-huh.
meditating. Listen to your spirit guide.
Oh, my God.
Y'all think this ain't real?
Oh, my God. It's happening. That's right.
Yeah. It's happening.
Right.
And we need to preach against those things
that's
happening.
Right.
They're trying to be chaos.
All right. My God.
I ain't running out of house.
All right.
I'm just hoping you understand what
you're
I'm talking
right.
about.
You're preaching right. Right.
All right.
Come on.
In the latter time.
I got power.
Yes, sir.
They got demonic.
All right.
Power.
All right. He's up to the part of the faith.
Come on.
All right now. Glory
to
God. Hallelujah, God.
Y'all feel
all right? Hallelujah, God.
And the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
Right.
I'm watching my time, Brother Preacher.
Hallelujah,
I don't hold y'all too long.
Preacher,
I got to go one more night. I got to go next week too. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. The book of Acts of the Apostles and the 26th chapter of Acts of the Apostles.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the 17th. First, it starts at
26-17.
Yes.
Delivering thee from the people.
Now, God said to Paul,
all right, now.
I'm delivering you, Saul or Paul, from the people.
And from the Gentiles.
Now, look this. We quote this.
Mm-hmm.
Listen what it's saying. I deliver thee from the people.
And from the Gentiles.
And the Gentiles.
Unto whom?
In other words, he separated Paul from his mother's womb,
right,
which was the Jewish law.
All right.
Come on now.
Right.
And he also delivered him from the Gentiles.
Right.
Anybody that was of the Jewish stock was called a Gentile.
Right.
Is that right? Which means that puts him, amen, not responsible to anybody.
All right.
Come on, church.
All right.
When God called you, Brother Carpenter, called you, Little David, and you, young man, all you preachers in here, amen, you got to be an individual for God.
That's right.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
You will go where God send you.
Amen.
Oh, y'all don't like what I'm talking about. Some of them only go to certain churches.
All right now.
Oh, y'all are hearing that. Well, when God send you, you will go where he send you. This is God.
Amen.
And if God don't want you to go rod.
Yes, he did.
And threw it down.
That's right. That's right.
And it turned
to what?
To a serpent.
All right now. All
what
right.
did the other ones do?
Threw down their rod.
And wait a minute.
All right.
David, no.
All right.
There's nowhere in the Bible.
All right.
Moses said, wait a minute. You magicians, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to test.
All right.
I'm going to come back night, Tuesday night, and I'm going to throw my rod down. And this is Sunday. But he was going to do Tuesday.
No.
I'm going to come Tuesday night, and I'm going to bring my rod, and I'm going to throw it down. It's going to become a serpent.
No, no, but didn't do that.
Because that would give them a chance to make a trick to do the same thing.
That's right.
But he came.
What is it?
They didn't know what he was going to
that's
do.
That's right.
And he threw his rod down.
And it became
a serpent. And what did they do?
Their rod down.
They threw their rod down
and it
became a serpent.
Yes.
Where did they get their power from?
That's
the
devil. Satan.
Come on.
Right. The power of Satan.
You don't like me tonight.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Yes,
General.
Yes,
didn't God tell the children of Israel don't have no dealing with people with familiar spirits?
Right.
Didn't he tell them those witches, soothsayers? Come on now, you don't have no dealing with those people.
All right.
Didn't the witch of Ender, wasn't it her profession to conjure up spirits?
All
right. She got shot when the doctor came up there.
All right.
Sabbath, and she got shot. She jumped back. She wouldn't expect him to come.
All right.
He came.
Right.
That wasn't her familiar spirit.
That's all right.
God allowed Samuel to come out. You was not the son first.
All right.
Come on now.
All right.
I know y'all don't like, but I'm going home. Y'all don't like, but I'm going home. Come on, church. Who's y'all saying something to?
Go ahead.
Come on, man.
We don't believe. Well, some don't. I'm not going to knock if you do. But some don't believe. And Jesus, there ain't no Santa Claus. Don't get mad with me now. Hear me out. Before you judge me. Ain't no man in red suit will come down his chimney. Amen. We don't believe in no Santa Claus. But yet we'll take our children. Charter a bus and go all the way to Disney World. And see a mouse walking around there. Talking.
All right.
Who ever heard of a talking mouse? Kangaroo walking around there. Goofy. Talking. All right. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Donald Duck. Talking. If you don't believe in Santa Claus, why are you going to take a man believe in something that don't exist? Young church lovers. I ain't talking with y'all too now. I'm going to leave y'all alone for a while. Let's go in the tunnel of love.
That's scripture.
And they don't want to go where things lit up, brother. Where there's lights. The tunnel of love is dark.
That's right.
When the girl comes out of the tunnel of love, her hair is all over her head. Are y'all listening? Then the Bible said God called us out of darkness into light. And what you're doing, the light is going into darkness.
Judged, we are chasing of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with
are sons of God.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come out of the world. Yes,
Lord,
sir.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
How y'all feel tonight? All right. How y'all feel tonight? All right. We won't be condemned with the world. Why? Because God so loved the world that he would. That whosoever should not but have but God into the world do what? Why? Because the world is already condemned. But the world through him might be saved. You got a chance to come out the world, something that's condemned, and be delivered and be saved from your stand. Condemned situation, a condemned world, you're going to hell.
Come on, brother.
Glory to God. Woo! I said hell. In the lake of fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Until you preach the full gospel and you leave hell out. Depending on you, we're depending on God. Come on now. If he
healing, grace, people, imagine a fainting, rulers, kings, take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Saints are come, let's break the bands asunder and cast their cords from us. But he that sat in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall vex them in his sword and his pleasure. The Lord shall have them in his wrath. He said, yet have I set my king for my holy hill. Shall prosper. Yeah. And God bless. Yeah. And not so. But like is just calmly for the upright. Is it right they want to do? Mother, keep on testifying about the Lord. What he done for you. Sister, keep on praising God. What he done for you. Brother, keep on preaching. Keep on preaching. Keep on preaching. Church, keep on. I'm going to close. I got about 15 more scriptures. To go to, I can't go to that time. Get away. I'm going to close.
Preach on that.
Oh, oh, y'all don't hear me now. Hallelujah. Y'all don't feel like I feel. Maybe you don't. I feel pretty good. I'm scared of running to all these pews because they ain't buckled down. They might fall. Amen. But I feel like leaving over 5 pews right now.
Come on.
Said that's impossible. Yeah. Ain't nothing impossible with God.
Right.
Hallelujah!
Alright.
It says that was a man. Amen. Right. 10 minutes of 10. I'm trying to get you. That was a man.
Come on. Come on.
That discovered a strange bird in his yard. He didn't know what it was. He said, I know what I'll do. I'm going to build a cage. I wish I had better preach. And I'm going to put this bird in this cage. Amen. And I'm going to feed him and keep him alive. And wait a minute. He built the cage and put this bird in the cage. Brother Cotton. Are y'all going on with me? Amen. And a man came by the phone and saw that bird in the cage. And he said to the man, that baby cage, and don't you know, you got an eagle in this cage. Y'all don't hear that. Oh, y'all don't hear that. He said, well, I knew he was a strange bird, but I didn't know he was an eagle. The man said, yes, you got an eagle in this cage. And after a while, he gonna grow. He gonna get too big for that cage, and you gotta let him go free. Y'all don't hear that. And then he kept on feeding the eagle and feeding the eagle. And sister, after a while, he can begin to grow and grow and grow until his wings were 12 feet from tip to tip. Y'all don't hear me. And he began to scratch the side of the cage. The man said, well, I believe it's time for me to let this old eagle out. Y'all don't hear me now. Amen. He went and opened up the cage door, and the eagle stepped outside. Y'all don't hear me. And began to flap his wings. Amen. And just as he began to flap his wings, a bunch of eagles flew over here. And he heard the cry. And you know what he did? He scooted down and he lifted himself and went on off and went on up and joined the eaglets. Y'all don't hear me.